The effort to rename 44 schools in San Francisco moves forward today. The proposal to be read in front of the San Francisco Board of Education, for the first time, with a possible vote on what to do about the names, coming as soon as next week. Heather Knight is a columnist with the Chronicle. She's written about this debate being a lost opportunity for a good history lesson and joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thanks very much for talking to us today. So tell us more about this lost opportunity.
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, the school board said that it would create this blue ribbon panel to look at all of the schools in the city that are named after historical figures and decide which ones should stay and which ones should go. And they've completed that and have recommended that 44 names be changed. And I think that it could have been a great opportunity for kids, especially at middle schools and high schools, to get involved in this. I could envision students at Lincoln High, Abraham Lincoln being one of the people they want to remove from a public school, getting involved in researching the pluses and minuses of his legacy and deciding for themselves what they think about their school being named after Lincoln. But actually, schools, teachers, and families have had pretty much no role in this at all. It's just been the decision of this volunteer panel.
Wow, there's got to be some smart teacher who has, you know, turned this into a history lesson.
Yeah, hopefully, but nothing formal.
Wow. Okay. So has anybody approached the school district about doing this? You've written about it.
Not that I know of. It seems like the panel's decisions are pretty much just that. And another issue with how they've operated is that they talk to no historians. They just base their decisions on, as they admitted, Wikipedia entries or Google searches that were pretty brief. They talked about Lincoln and George Washington very, very briefly. It was just sort of a yay or nay. Some puzzling names on the list include U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who they say should be removed, even though the same school board just renamed a school after her 15 years ago, which isn't all that long ago. And they want that name gone. So people are pretty confused. Families at Dianne Feinstein have written a very lengthy letter saying they want to keep their name and why don't they have any say in this.
You know, this makes the whole move sound more reactionary than thoughtful.
Yeah, a lot of families feel like it's just politics and trying to be woke rather than, you know, engaging students and making this a really, you know, citywide thoughtful process.
Yeah, I mean, rather than try to look woke, perhaps it could really be woke. It's kind of astonishing that they're doing it this way. Who's on this volunteer panel?
Most people you never would have heard of. It's no elected officials. It was just people that were interested in doing it could submit an application. And it's a lot of advocates who support removing slaveholder names and people who colonized the country's names. But it sort of, a lot of people feel, went overboard to include folks, like I said, Dianne Feinstein, Abraham Lincoln, and not allowing students and families to weigh in.
Is it a done deal, or is it not too late?
That's unclear. Nobody involved in this would call me back. So I was struck by the fact that people who are supposed to be doing this don't actually want to talk about it publicly. But the school board has a first reading to, as they called it, review and sanction the 44 names tonight. And then I believe they'll vote next week.